Thanksgiving for those who are homeless or impoverished can often be a difficult time. As WXXI's Noel Evans reports, organizations helping those in need have found ways to share the feast.
At the Open Door Mission, Thanksgiving dinner will be served in two ways: as a curbside pickup for those passing through, and as a sit-down dinner for those staying at the shelter.
It means a lot to be able to come up with ways to make people feel connected, even though things look a little different.
That's Anna Valeria Eisman with the mission. She says that anyone is welcome to collect a dinner plate or enough for their family. But while the pickup option gets food to people, she says it doesn't necessarily fulfill the need for connection. Whether someone is grappling with addiction, homelessness, or their mental wellness, she says that she often hears from people that the most difficult part of that experience is the isolation and loneliness.
Around the holidays, more than ever, people want to feel connected. And so that's why we see a lot of people who come to have Thanksgiving dinner with us who have a home, you know, who have a place to be, but because they don't have anyone to be with, they come and share that meal with us.
Over at Dimitri House, they're also adapting to the demands of the season and the risks of the pandemic. Lori Preisel with Dimitri House says that previously they've had an adopt-a-family approach, where one family would share their feast with another. Now they are offering Thanksgiving dinner supplies for people to pick up ahead of the holiday. She says that she's noticing more requests from people who are working up to two or three jobs.
They're really struggling making the ends meet, much less alone being able to, you know, spend another $100 or more on a holiday meal. So this year has been a lot more working poor.
Dimitri House expects to serve more than 200 people altogether. Open Door Mission plans to share donations with food pantries and churches. Noel Evans, WXXI News.